Consumer advocates have suffered a defeat in the U.S. Supreme Court. Yesterday, the justices ruled that people buying cars and other products on credit may not recover more than $1,000 for misleading loan agreements. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Consumer advocates call them yo-yo transactions. When you're buying a car, yo-yo because you drive the car off the lot, the dealer has you on a string, and then he calls you back over and over again to renegotiate the terms of your loan because the agreed-upon terms were not final. That's what happened to Bradley Nye, who 4 years ago traded in his truck for a used Chevy Blazer, put $4,000 down, and drove his new purchase off the Coons dealership lot in Fairfax, Virginia.
About 2 weeks later, I get a call, and they say, Brad, you know, we've got you better financing, better interest rate. Can you come back in? It's going to save you $80 a month. So I go back in and like, oh, well, we need another $2,000 down too.
Nye didn't have any more money, so he asked to cancel the deal and get his old truck back. No, the dealer told him, we've already sold it. That, it turned out, was not true. The old truck was still there, but Nye didn't know that at the time, and he needed a car for work, so he signed a promissory note for an additional $2,000 and new loan terms. 2 weeks later, though, Nye got another call from the dealership telling him they wanted to renegotiate the deal yet again. When Nye refused, he says the dealer threatened him with arrest.
If you're not here by the end of business, we're going to report it stolen. It's not in your name.
So Nye signed a third loan agreement. Shortly thereafter, he got a call from the company that had financed his old truck, asking him why he hadn't made the last three payments. Nye said he traded the truck in, gave the company the name of the dealership, and that very night, the truck was repossessed off the Coons lot. Now alarmed, Nye consulted a lawyer, returned the Blazer to the dealership, and asked for the return of his old truck and his down payment. The dealer refused, and Nye soon discovered one reason why Coons had been unable to find a lender for him. The Coons contract contained an improperly documented charge of nearly $1,000 for a silencer car alarm that Nye had never requested or received. Nye sued Coons under the Federal Truth in Lending Act and the Virginia Consumer Protection Act. A jury awarded him $4,000 under the state law, and following the trial judge's instructions under the federal law, the jury awarded twice the amount of the finance charges on the loan, or in this case, $24,000. Coons appealed, contending that the Federal Truth in Lending law caps damages at $1,000, and yesterday the Supreme Court, by an 8-to-1 vote, agreed. Writing for the court majority, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg acknowledged that, quote, the less than meticulous drafting of a 1995 amendment to the law created an ambiguity about the meaning of the statute. But she said, looking at the wording in context, it is clear that Congress intended to leave the $1,000 cap intact for all but home mortgage loans. Justice Antonin Scalia was the lone dissenter, declaring that regardless of what Congress intended, its language, read literally, would seem to lift the cap. Said Scalia, quote, it's beyond our powers to rescue legislators from their drafting errors. The court majority, however, found otherwise, rescuing car dealerships, banks, and other consumer lenders from billions of dollars in potential liability and putting consumers on notice to beware of the loan agreements they sign. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.